Today's shir is Masechta Ksubas Daf Dalet. We will begin on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, 11 lines from the bottom. B'sheni Layichnes. We learned in the Brisa in our previous shir, B'sheni Layichnes, on Mondays weddings should not take place. The weddings we learned from the beginning of our Masechta are supposed to be on Yom Revi'i. But if something came up, as we learned, if there was a gzeira, if there was a situation, they said you could get married in Yom Shlishi. But we learned, B'sheni Layichnes, on the wedding should not take place on Monday. But then the Braisa continued in saying, B'machmas Oynes, but if there was an Oynes, Mutter, the wedding can take place on Yom Sheni. Ask the Gemara, my Oynes, what is meant when the Braisa said there was an Oynes? Ilay Mahada Amara, if we'll say that the Oynes referred to here is similar to the Sakona that we spoke about at the beginning of the Braisa, and if the Sakona prevents us, the Braisa is teaching us, from making the wedding on Yom Shlishi, then the Braisa is saying, make the wedding on Yom Sheni. Ask the Gemara, if that's what the Braisa here means to say, then the question is, Hosam Karle Sakona, why in the ratio of that Braisa is such a situation called a sakana, and here v'achak karalei oynes, it should use the same wording if it's referring to the same situation. V'su, furthermore, in that case it says hosam, it says nagu ha'am liknes b'shlishi, that if something comes up that because of that sakana we can't make the wedding on Yom Revi'i, the minig was to make it on Shlishi. That means most people did that. Hacha, over here it says, mutter, and not just that that's what people typically did. It's what Besdin would tell us to do. So the question is, there must be some sort of a difference between the Reish and the Sefer because of these two different points that the Reish and the Sefer aren't identical on. One is with the word nagu versus mutter, and one is with the word oynes versus the word sakana. Amar Rava, says the Gemara, what is meant here that the oynes was, damri, that there was a rumor or report, the satzva ba'al ir, that the general is coming to the city on Yom Revi'i. And what happens is typically when they come, they confiscate all the food that is available. And since they're going to consecrate the food, they're going to make the wedding on Yom Sheni. But as Rashi goes on to say that Oynes now is different than Sakana. Sakana is, as we understood in our previous year, truly a situation of Sakana. Here it's not truly a situation of Sakana. It's a situation that our food will be confiscated. And that's why you're allowed to get married earlier, but not that it's such a situation. Tosfos, however, has a question. Tosfos says that it seems here that in this case, where the Braisa is being more lenient than in the first case, and it does make sense. If there's a concern of hegemon, that isn't that a greater concern than the concern of not having food for the wedding? So the Shita explains that how do we understand Rashi's opinion? That since that the Hegman came is a milsa de shchicha. It's something that happened all the time. So they had to figure out, and they did figure out apparently, a way to deal with it. Whereas the oynes of the food being eaten did not happen all the time, and therefore it's something that happened all the time. That's what I had to figure out what to do. Ask the Hechi Dami. So now the Gemara drills down. What exactly does this mean? If he's coming on Yom Revi'i and then he's leaving, so the wedding question is, why should we wait? Why should we allow the wedding to take place earlier? Le'akov, let's wait till next week, Yom Revi'i. And again, that's Rashi's pshat. Says the Gemara, The concern here is lo tzricha da'asi v'kava. What's happening here is that he's coming and he's remaining here. And that's why we can't just say that we'll wait for next week, because next week won't solve the problem. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Tosfos asks on this that if where does Rashi take this shear of a week? And what happens if he's staying for a month? Where does the week come in? And because of this, the Shita answers that Rashi's opinion, based on Svara, explains the Shita, is that we shouldn't delay a wedding more than a week. But if it's a question of a week, then halacha is, according to Rashi, wait instead of making it the wrong time. Tosfos has a whole different pshat. The Tosfos says that typically the person, the general, the army that came, would not stay for more than a week. They would not stay for more than a day. So that's why the Gemara assumed that if he's coming on Yom Revi'i, still that very day, he'll leave. And since he'll leave that very day, the Gemara says, so why should we change the date of the wedding and make it earlier in the week? He's going to be gone by the end of the day. So according to Tosfos, if the wedding will have to be delayed past the day that the wedding was supposed to be, even if it's just a week, like Rashi says, according to Tosfos, that we shouldn't delay the wedding. According to Tosfos, under such circumstances, it would be understandable to make the wedding earlier. Tosfos says, our Gemara is referring, the Gemara at this point is assuming that he's coming and going that day. Says the Gemara, but even if he's staying, why should we make the wedding on Monday? Why can't we make the wedding on Tuesday? We don't want to have to make it on Monday if we can make it on Tuesday. Answers the Gemara, aspire to the day b'shlishi kosel. If he's coming on Wednesday, his entourage is coming already on Tuesday. And that's why we have to make the wedding on Monday. V'bai seima, but now the Gemara attempts a whole different teretz. The Gemara attempts to explain a whole different explanation what, as we began today's shiur, focusing on the case of the Brice that spoke about machmas oinus. What is the machmas oinus? And it's very connected to Hilchas Avelus. And in order to understand the Gemara, just a few words of introduction to Hilchas Avelus. The halacha is that if somebody's close relative passes away, one of the seven close relatives, it becomes an oval. The Avelus begins under normal circumstances, if the oval is going to be at the Levaya, after the Kfura. From the time of death until the Kfura, the oval is an Oinen. We know that every Chosn Kala that gets married has Sheva Brachas, 7 days of Simchas Chosn Kala. The days of Sheva Brachas to a Chosn Kala are like a Yontif. The Lach is on Yontif, there's no Avelus. Our Gemara will now begin to discuss what will be the halacha if the Chosn Kala become Avelus. Even though we spoke now about Shiva, there is also the concept of Shloshim, which is not really connected because the halachas of Shloshim apply even in a situation where the Hilchos Avelus were not completely applicable. So Gemara says, Kiritanya, what is the case of our Mishnah? And as the Rishonim, the Rashba, explains, why the Gemara gives, we started the shiur with a explanation. What is the oinus? That they're coming and they're going to eat up the whole meal and they're coming a day early, etc. Why did Gemara now give a new pshat? Because according to the first pshat, the oinus is only because of a suda. Here, we're worried that the meal will be consumed by the army. According to what we're learning now, that would not be a good reason, explains the Rashba, to be able to make the wedding earlier. You have to, according to this explanation, have two conditions to be able to make the wedding earlier. One, again, as we're learning now, is that the meal will be ruined. And there's another explanation, there's another point. There's no one to prepare another meal. Just because the meal is going to be consumed, according to this explanation, it's not good enough reason to be able to make the wedding earlier. It's only when we have a combination that the wedding meal will be consumed and there's no one else to make the wedding, then this halacha that we're about to learn, then the halacha of making the wedding earlier kicks in. Kiritanya, harei shoy pita ofui. Somebody's bread was already baked for the chasna, v'tvuch tavach, and the meat was already slaughtered in terms of for the wedding. V'yayin mozug. In those days, that after they prepared the wine, they used to dilute it with water. And once the wine is diluted, Rashi explains, if you won't consume it quickly, it won't be available. And the father of the chassan or ima shakala pass away. And now, if they're going to make the levaya, so the chassan or kala, given the circumstances, Rechman Slon, will become availim. Once they become availim, they can't have a wedding. They have the availis. And the meal will be ruined, won't be edible in a week. They didn't live in a world of refrigerators and freezers. And there won't be anyone else to make the wedding. So halacha is, mechnisis a mace l'cheder, they take the mace and they put them into a separate room. Vesachos v'sakalo, they make a chuppah. Or boil bilis mitzvah, and he does a bilis mitzvah before the chuppah, pirish, and then he stops and they do the kfura, and noeg shivs me mishta. Once he did the bia, they became chasam kala. Once they become chasam kala, we have to have the shivs me mishta, and then when the shivs me mishta are up, vakach noeg shivs me avelis, then they begin the avelim. So everything that we said has to be done before the kfura, because before the kfura, he's not yet an oval. If there would be already a kfura, then he would be already an oval, and he cannot, and then that would supersede the wedding or the Zayin Yemei Mishtam. So at this point, he's still an oinon. And there's a machloikus rishonim, what is the halacha on oinon? The Rambam's opinion is that an oinon doesn't have to act like an oval. According to the Rambam, an oval could wash himself. But the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says that all the halachas that apply to an oval apply to an oinon as well. So according to the Rambam, the Gemara is very understandable. Since at this point, since we did not have the kfura yet, he's only an oinon. So the halacha is, he could get married. According to the Ramban, that all of the halachas of an oval apply to an oinon as well, we're going to have to explain that the Ramban's going to have to explain that this was a special rule, as we've been learning in the Braisa, this was a special rule that Chazal instituted because of the specific situations that we're explaining about. So the Rishonim point out, Rishonim ask a question. We understand that we don't want the meal to get ruined. As we said a few moments ago, there is no one else to prepare the meal. So why should it not be enough just to have a chuppah? Why did Chazal also allow him to have an oinim, a bia? So according to the opinion of the Rambam that we just explained, that while he's an oinim, hilchus avelis don't apply. So it's understandable. He's allowed to have bia because he's still... only an oinon. But according to the Ramban, that an oinon is not allowed to do bia, so here there are extenuating circumstances. But even though there are extenuating circumstances, why should Chazal have allowed him to do bia? So there's two explanations that are offered. That Gos Maimonis explains that the Sheva Brachas, the Sheva Shimei Mishta, don't begin until there was a bia. So we want to be able to allow them to have the Zayin Yemei Mishta. We would not be able to have them unless, because they were already prepared, unless there was a bia first. Another pshat It goes back to an issue that we discussed in our previous shurim, and that is for a chuppah to be considered a valid chuppah, certainly the opinion of the Rambam and other Rishonim is that it has to be a chuppah arui l'biyah. It has to be a chuppah that can lead to biyah. Here, it's not a chuppah that can lead to biyah if we're not going to allow the biyah, and that would question the validity of that entire chuppah. That entire chuppah. The Gemara says that the first biyah is a biyah mitzvah. And many Rishonim ask the question, we learned the Gemara Masechet Yevamos, the Flama Dalet Amar Aleph, that a psula, who's the woman we're speaking about here, ain't a isha misaberis bin biyah Rishonah. A woman can't become pregnant from that biyah. So why is that biyah called a biyah mitzvah? That biyah cannot lead to the mitzvah of period verivia. So Tosfos explains that since that biyah is the prerequisite, if you won't have a first biyah, you can't have a second biyah. So since that's the biyah that ultimately will lead to mitzvah puravu, that's why it's called a biyah mitzvah. Another pshat that many Rishonim suggest, the pasuk says ki boilayich oisayich, that a woman becomes complete after she has that first biyah. And that's why the first biyah is called the biyah mitzvah, because that is the biyah that makes her into what she is. So the Mishnah, the Gemara said, and right away stop. So according to the Ramban, that says that a oinen is not supposed to have biyah, this Gemara is very understandable. Because truthfully, he wasn't allowed to have this biyah. There was a special dispensation given to him to allow him to have this biyah, but as soon as he does it, he has to be pirish. But according to the Rambam, that there's no specific iser to have this biyah because he's only an oinen, so what does the Gemara mean with the word pirish? So the Rishonim explain that pirish is not a halacha in Hilchas Avelus. Rather, here it's a halacha in Hilchas Nida, that a man who has relations with his kala, who is a basula, as soon as those relations are complete, pirish, he has to immediately separate himself from her because of the mitzvah of because of the concern of dam psulim. Another issue that is discussed here is that the Gemara says that after pirish will do the kfura, and then he'll begin the Sheva Shimei Mishta, and after the Sheva Shimei Mishta are up, that's when he'll begin the Sheva Shimei Avelis. There are many Rishonim that ask the question that the Chiv Avelis of the first day, according to many Rishonim, is a Chiv Daraisa. So how can we say to do this, what's going to happen to the Chiv Daraisa of Avelis on the first day? Because of this, there are Rishonim that suggest that in such a circumstance, they should push off the kvura till the next day. Since by pushing off the kvura till the next day, the only time Avelis of the first day is a Chiv Daraisa, if that's the day that there was, it's the first day, it's the day of death, and it's also the day of the kvura. If you don't have both of those conditions met, then it's not Chiv Avelis Daraisa. But of course, the question that many ask is, how could you push the Issa to be Malin Ames? You have to bury the mace as quickly as possible. So the Rishonim explain that just like, even though there's Halacha, you're not allowed to be Malin Hames, but if it's L'Kavod Hames, then you can push off the Levaya. This is considered a situation that's L'Kavod Hames, to push off the Levaya. And since it's considered a L'Kavod Hames to push off the Levaya, that just like by Kavod HaMeis, you could push off a Levaya. For this reason, you may as well. Another explanation that the Rosh gives in the name of the Ramah is that the mitzvah of Simchas Kosma Kala is also a mitzvah deraisa. As the Pasuk says in Shir Shirim, he says, B'yoyim chasu nosoi, or B'yoyim simchas libay. And if that's the case, that's why you could push off the wedding. That's why you could push off, you could, even though the Zachiv avails deraisa, this is supersedes. Another pshat that the Rosh suggests, that when the Gemara says that Avelis Yom Rishon is a deraisa, it doesn't mean it's a full-fledged deraisa. It's a deraisa, it's ke'en deraisa. It doesn't have all of the dinim of a deraisa, and that's why we could be lenient with it. And the fourth pshat that some rishonim suggest, the Meiri says this pshat, the Ran says this pshat, is the Ran says that we know the chachamim have a right to revoke a din deraisa b'sheba taisa. And that's why over here, even though there's a chiv avelus deraisa, Chazal took the prerogative to say that they don't, that you could not have to do the avelus because of the simchas chosn kala. Says the Gemara further. So now this chosn kala, terrible tragedy, the father of the chosn, the mother of the kala passed away, and we need to, and the wedding meal should not get ruined. We let them do Bil Smitzvah, and then we have the Shevas Yimei Mishtah, and then we have the Zayin Yimei Avelis. Says the Gemara, V'kol Ha'isun Yomim, all those days, that those 14 days of Sheva Brochus and Avelis, Hu Yashem Ben Anoshim, he has to sleep amongst the men, V'hi Yishena Ben Anoshim. Meaning that even though normally a Chos and a Kala, after they had relations, even though his wife at that point is a Nida, could be alone. We're not worried that by them being alone, they may come to do bia, which of course is asur. Here we're machmer, and there's a machlokes Ravid and Rambam how to understand this. So, what does that mean? Hu yashim ben anoshim, he shenim ben anoshim. The Ravid explains that they both need shmirah. He has to sleep with men, and she has to sleep with women. But on the other hand, the Ravid says that it's only by night that they have to have the Shemirah. By day, where people don't typically do Bia, they don't have to have the Shemirah. The Rosh disagrees with the Ravid, and he says we don't have to have that both of them have Shemirah. If the man is sleeping, the man has a Shomer, or the woman has a Shomer, it's satisfactory. But on the other hand, says the Rosh, that the shmirah that they have to have is not only by day, not only by night, it's by day as well. Says the Mraisa further, that the 30 days of Avelis, the Kala is allowed to wear Tachshitim. So the Rishonim ask that it says in Masechta Smachos that a woman is allowed to wear jewelry already after the Shiva, because Shloitis Gana Bala. So what are we saying over here, that she's allowed to already during the Shloishim put on jewelry? That's a halacha that applies to all women. And that's why some explain, we're not talking about the Shloishim from the wedding. Of course, the Shloishim of the Avelis don't apply here. The halacha is that what the Braisa here is speaking about is even during the Shiva. During the Shiva, because she's a Kala, Chazal were more lenient. Because even, and again, according to Rashi's Pshat, the Halach is teaching us that even though during Shloisha we have to be Machmer on Tachshitim, this woman is more lenient. There are other Rishonim that say that the Pshat here is that normally a woman who's an Avelis on a parent has to be concerned about Tachshitim the whole year. And this woman, because she's a Kala, we could be a little more lenient. Continues the Braisa, V'dafka, but now the Gemara says that when we were lenient, it's Dafka Aviv Shechosin or Ima Shekala. Only when those are the people who unfortunately passed away. Because the Leka Inish the Tarchla, there's no one else here who could help, who could take care of the Chosin Kala. In those days, the father of the chosin and the mother of the kala were the ones who took care of the entire wedding. Avil ipcha, if it's the mother of the chosin or it's the father of the kala, lo yatiru, we weren't mekel. And certainly of other relatives who pass away, we have no right to be mekel. Other rishonim, I saw that the shita quotes Rabbeinu Yonah that says if other relatives passed away, we could be lenient. Why could we be lenient if other relatives pass away? So he explains, because when other relatives pass away, the Chiyuv Avelus is not that great. And since the Chiyuv Avelus is not that great, we could be lenient and they'll do the Chasna and the Shev Brachas and then do the Avelus afterwards. The Chiyuv Avelus by a parent is much stricter. And that's why only given the conditions that we're learning in the Gemara can we be lenient. The Shach in Yerideya, Simon Shin Ben Bei Sifkotan Aleph in the Nakudas HaKesef, says that even though the Gemara we just learned says that we're strictly lenient by the father of the Chosin and the mother of the Kala, he says, Bizman Azeh, we don't differentiate. If any parent passes away, the Aloch is the Fila Meis Aviv V'imoy, Din Shach Krevim Yeshlem. It says, even if any parent passes away, they're treated like any other relatives. Why, says the Shach? Shrei Shchir Chabe, there will be plenty of other relatives who will take care of the chosin kala. And because of that, says the Shach, the special leniency that we've been learning in our shir doesn't apply. And says the Shach, b'chol inyan noig avelus tchila, we should first do the avelus. Vein boil at shiav rezayin yimei avelus. We wait till the shiva is over. Vakach noig zayin shmei shifta. So the Shach says that we should, that in the time, in already his time. So let's think about it. In the time of the Shach, the only reason the Shach was Mekel was because the Shach says we can't use our Kula, explains the Shach, is because the Chosin and Kala have other people to prepare the wedding. Bizman Azeh, we have another Kula. Besides that we have the Shach's point that we have other people who could make the wedding, there's another consideration, Bizman Azeh. And that is, Bizman Azeh, the wedding meal doesn't go necessarily to waste. If it could be put into the freezer, so then we'll put the wedding meal into the freezer, and after the shiva, we'll make the wedding. Amrav from my papa, Amrav Chizda. Loi shanu, this halacha that we've been lenient, is only shnosamayim agabi basar, that they put water on the meat already. And therefore, once the meat gets water on it, you can't resell it. If water hasn't yet been put on the meat, mizdabin, it's sellable, and there's no concern that the suda is going to get ruined. And as we keep on repeating, if there's no concern that the suda is going to get ruined, the halach is we don't have a right to do what the Gemara is speaking about. Om Rava Bekrach, in a large city where there are many people who are interested in buying meat, even if you put the water on the meat already, mizdabin, it won't be a problem to sell the meat. Amra Papa, ubekfar, in a small village, even if you didn't put the water on the meat, there isn't such a large demand for meat, and therefore, loy mizdabin, we need to be concerned. So says the Gemara, Elder of Chizda. So now we need to understand what Rav Chizda said. Rav Chizda made a differentiation if they put water on the meat or they didn't put water on the meat. Ask the Gemara exactly which location was Rav Chizda speaking about. If it's a city, if it's a large city, we learned you could always sell the meat. If it's a small village, you can never sell the meat. So what type of place are we talking about? Heichi Mishkachasla, answers the Gemara. Amrav Ashi, Kigoy Masa Mechasya. We're speaking about a city like Masa Mechasya. The Mafka Mikrach, or Mafka Mikfar. It's not as large as a city, but not as small as a village. And therefore, the halach is, it depends. If they put water on the meat, it will not be sellable. If they didn't put water on the meat, you will find customers for that meat. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavosei Rav Chizda, there's a brisa that supports this. The brisa says, Harei Shoyepita Fuyoy, V'tivcha Tovah Fuyayim Mozuk, V'nosamayim Agabe Mosur, the meat has water on it. Or mace aviv shalchasan or ima shalkala. Machnisin sa mace lecheder. We keep the mace in a separate room. Vesakal sumakalu chuppa. Or boil bilos mitzvah pirish. Venoyeg shivas shimei mishta. Vakach noyeg shivas shimei avelus. Says the Gemara further. The Brisa further. Vakal oysen ayomim. So here we clearly see the distinction about putting water on the meat. Continues the Brisa. Vakal oysen ayomim hu yoshim ben anoshim. Vishti yishena ben anoshim. And continues the brisa. The Cain, Misha Persa Ishtay Nida, if a kala becomes a Nida, Hu Yashim Ben Anoshim, Vihi Shein Ben Anoshim, Vein Meinim Tachshitim Ben Akala, kol shlosh yoyim, we don't separate. It's interesting that Tosfos points out the Ramaskel Kegoyim that most cities fall into the category of Masa Mechasya. And therefore there's a difference, and therefore the distinction that the Braisa just taught us between if water was put on the meat or water wasn't put on the meat is very relevant. The Braisa continues, Benkach, whether the situation was that the father of the chosin passed away, and that's why we had to make the wedding quickly, or Benkach, or whether if the onus was that we're making the wedding on Yom Revi, as we learned in our Mishnah, is the proper time to make a wedding. The halacha is, La'yiv alay b'erev Shabbos, the first beer should not be on Friday night, because when you make the first beer on Friday night, you make a chabura, you're causing that the woman should bleed, and because of that, the halacha is the first wedding should not be on Friday night, v'alay b'matzah Shabbos, nor should the first beer not the wedding should not be on Matzah Shabbos, because we're concerned that if you're going to make the wedding on Matzah Shabbos, if you're going to make the wedding on Matzah Shabbos, people will prepare the wedding on Shabbos, and it'll cause serious Chil Shabbos. Amar. So the Gemara goes back to din that we just learned in the Braisa. The Braisa said, "Hu Yoshim ben Anoshim, v'hi Shene ben Anoshim." Since they can't have Tashra Shemitah during this time, he has to be amongst the men and she has to be amongst the wedding women. Misaila Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara, this supports what Rabbi Yochanan taught us. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Abish Amru Ein Avelis B'mayit, that even though during Yontif there are no Hilchis Avelis, Avdvarim Shal Tzinah Noig, that's only in a public way, but not something that's done privately. And therefore, since there's Avelis B'tzinah, so even though it's the Zayin Yemei Mishta for this Chosin and Kala, but still, they still have to, in some form, keep Avelis. Says the Gemara. And then for anything but Tzinah, like being alone, is not permitted during those days. Says the Gemara, Darash Rav Yisrael Berei D'Rava Mishmei D'Rava. Loi Shanu, this Braisa that says that we can't let them be alone, is only Ashloi Baal. If there was no one beer, they did not ever have beer between themselves. Avaba, once they had beer, then there's no issa for them to be alone. Ishta Yishena Ma. But ask the Gemara, how could that be correct? Haven't we said that what is the Braisa saying? That the Braisas, we had this morning, we had two Braisas in our shir teaching us this thing, that he does beer. And even though he did beer, for Hachal the Baal Askinen, we're referring to a situation that beer was done, and yet it said, "Ktani hu yashim ben anoshim v'yishenim ben anoshim." They can't be alone, says the Gemara. This case that we're discussing, may he be alone or may not be alone, is referring to a situation of pirsa ishta nida, that the Braisa was saying that if she became a nida, we had a chasana between the chasana and kala, and before he could go home and do beer with her, the halach, she becomes a nida. So he never had the opportunity to do beer with her. That's what halach is. That hu yashin ben noshim v'hi yashin ben hanoshim v'hi yishena ben hanoshim. How? Why? Because even though this is the way Tosfos explains, even though normally a couple, where every time the wife becomes a nida, they could be alone, because once he already did beer once, the drive to want to have beer has subsided, and therefore the pasuk says, the Gemara explains this in Masechta Sanhedrin, suga b'shoshanim, a man and a woman know that even though during this time of the month they can't have relations, there's going to come back when they can. But if it's a situation where they never had relations, there it's a whole different situation. And there, until they have relations, that they're not arabia. But ask the Gemara, how can we say that that's what the Braisa means? Because the Braisa says, V'chein k'toni. V'chein seems to say that whatever was the din by the chasen and kala when they became avelim, So too will be the halacha of a pres ishtanida. Now we're saying that the Brice is saying that this then only applies by pres ishtanida. Says the Gemara Hachkamer. This is the way to understand the Brice. The chem misha pres ishtanida, if somebody became, if the kala became a nida before the bila, he loy ball, and the husband didn't yet do bila, then the halacha is, hu yashim ben anashim, vish ishti shen ben anashim. So now, it turns out that Chazal, in a way, were more machmer that by Avelis than they were by Nida. And the Gemara is saying is, because it's Avelis, maybe people don't take so seriously, and therefore, by Isser Avelis, even though he did be already, the halacha will be, he can't be alone with the Chala, whereas if she became a Nida, it depends. If he did Bia, then he can be alone. If not, he can't. So in other words, what the Gemara is teaching us is, the Gemara is saying, remember, Davila's Kilele Menida. People are not as strict with Hilchas Avelis as they are with Hilchas Nida. And therefore, if he's an Oval, we need to be concerned that he may do a Bia. If she's a Nida, we don't need to be concerned about that. But that's the Gemara. We're going to learn a Mishnah. Later in our Masechta, on the Nun Tes Amabez, and the Mishnah speaks about all the activities that a wife is obligated to do for her husband. Says the Gemara, everything that a wife has to do for her husband, neither ois labala, a nida may do for her, has to, may do and should do for her husband, chutz min mezigas akois. Some explain the mezigas akois is not, as we explained in Amun Aleph, Mezigas HaKos means diluting the wine. Rather, it means that, some explain that it means that, others explain what it means is that you're not allowed to serve the wine to a husband or serve him a cup of wine, because that brings a certain level of closeness. The parameters of halacha, of this halacha, is actually machlokes rishonim. Some say that the iser is to hand him the cup into his hand. But if she puts it in front of him, that's okay. Others say that it's strictly by a cup of wine, because a cup of wine brings a certain chiba. So, chos mi mezigas hakos, vatzos mita, making the bed. And again, many rishonim explain the making the bed was something special that shows a closeness between the husband and wife, v'chatzis upon of yad v'raglov, and washing him. On the other hand, gabavelis tanya, when we speak about hilchas avelis, the brisa teaches us abish amru einadim rishonim lokav es ishtoi lias kecheles, that even though a person cannot demand that his wife put on makeup, Chazal teaches us mezegas hazakos mitzasel samita mechetz lepanav yadav raglav. That even though one can't force his wife to make herself up while she's an avelis, she can say that all these activities can be done during avelis. Why? Because while she's a nida, we're concerned that she what this could bring. While she's an avelis, we're not concerned. The Rabbi Yashiv, in his Aris, the Masechet Ksuvos, makes an interesting point. He says that the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezra Simen Kuf Yotes Sif Zion teaches us that if somebody divorced his wife, they're not allowed to live in the same chutz, they're not allowed to live in the same courtyard. And if he's a Kohen, where the issue is even greater, a Kohen marrying a Grusha, they're not allowed to live in the same alley, in the same movie. And the Ramah says, but once she's married to someone else, so even if he's a Yisrael, there's an Isser for him to ever remarry her once she remarried someone else. He says, the halach is, then even by Eishes Yisrael, lo tida ima b'movi. Asks Rabbi Yashiv, here we see that the more serious the issue, the less we have to be concerned. That's why the Gemara is saying people take Avelis more seriously than Nida. So that's why we could be more lenient. So the question is, why over there are we being so strict? So explains Rabbi Yosef. Here, by a nida, there's always pas pasaloi, as we explained. Right now, they can't have relations because she's a nida, but ultimately, they will be able to have relations. Whereas the wife, once she gets remarried, he can never remarry her. And since he can never remarry her, there's never a possibility for pas pasaloi. If there's never a possibility for pas pasaloi, we have to be stricter. But again, the question of our Gemara is that here, it seems, in our Gemara, in our Brises, it seems, that people take Avelis less seriously than Nida. But from what we're going to learn later in the Masechta, it seems that's the opposite. Answer the Gemara Lekasha. Kam Avelis the Da. If the husband is over on one of his relatives, there, Chazal were concerned that he may do something wrong while he's in Ovel. Can the Brisa that we just learned that we're lenient is Bavelis the Da. Even though there, the woman is going to be careful and she's not going to agree to do any Bia if she's experiencing Avelis. Ask the Gemara, the Brisa is speaking about both types of Avelis, both when he's an Avel because he lost his father, or she's an Avela because she lost a mother. So we see that the Brisa doesn't subscribe to this distinction whether he's an Avel or she's an Avel. Answers the Gemara, when the Brisa said Ima Shakala, it was talking about a Shara on the other din. But the din that they can't be alone will actually not be there if she's an Avela because of her mother. Ask the Gemara, Umishani, is there a difference between Avelis the Day, Avelis the Da, whether he's the Avel because he lost one of his relatives or she's the Avela because she lost one of her relatives? For Tanya, the Brisa teaches us, Mishameis Chom V'Chamoisai, if somebody lost his father-in-law or his mother-in-law, any Yochav Lis he can't force his wife during that time while she's in Avelis, Lias Kachelis, Lias Bekesis, to put on any makeup. Elo, what is the halacha? Kaifa mitasoi, he has to turn over his bed. In those days, the minig was that once there was an Avelis, they turned over the beds. Just as we learned in the Gemara Masechta Mayakotin, it signifies that just like his life was turned over, that's why he's turning over his bed. The Rama already says that our minig is not to do so for a number of reasons. One is because there's a concern of kshafim. If somebody walks into the house and sees the bed turned over, they're going to think that there's some sort of sorcery going on here. Another explanation given is that the type of beds that we have as manazeh are very different from the types of bed that they had in those days. Our beds, there's a concern. Those beds, there was a possibility to properly do kfiyas amita, not with our beds. Can he shemes chamel chamesa? And Rishon lius kvechesas lius bekeches el kaif mitasai v'noig imay avelis. So we see that even by avelis, it doesn't make a difference who is an avelis. Yichud is mutter. Answers the Gemara. Tani avelis the day when he is an avelis. Who yoshin ben anosh vishti shen ben anoshim. Ask the Gemara for v'chein k'tani. Doesn't it say v'chein? So doesn't that mean that both cases are the same? And so the Gemara, k'tani k'chol apirchus. Just like when she's in Avelis, she's not allowed to put on makeup. She's not allowed to put on makeup. The Brice is teaching us that when he's in Avelis, she's not allowed to put on makeup. But when it comes to being alone, there is a difference between his Avelis and her Avelis. But says the Gemara, v'ha imay k'tani, doesn't the Brisa say, v'noig imay Avelis, my lav imay mamita? Doesn't it mean that the latter share a bed, and the yichud is permissible? And says the Gemara, loy, what it means to say is, imay b'bayis, they could be alone in the house. K'ramalei rav chia lebrei, ba'apa, when somebody's wife is an Avelis, that she lost one of her parents, while you're with her, noiga vilasoi, you should act with avelis as well. The loya abapa, when your wife is not there, even though she's nebuch sitting shiva because she lost one of her parents, the loch is loy tinig avelis, you don't have to keep avelis. The Rama in Yoridei Simen Shin Ayin Dal Tzif Vov says that bezman hazeh the we don't keep avelus when our spouses are in avelus. He says, and he explains why. He says the reason why one has to keep avelus when his spouse or her spouse is in avelus is because of kavod, out of respect to our spouse who's in avelus, that we're participating. But says Rama, Bizman Azeh, the Avelim Amoichel on their covered, they forgive their honor, and therefore the halach is you don't have to keep the Avelis. And Rama quotes the Kagoyis Maimis, so call a Machmer b'inyan Zeh, anybody who's Machmer to keep Avelis when their spouse is in Avelis, ain't an element of Matmim. It's doing something that doesn't make any sense. It's you don't go against the halacha. But the Rama does add that if anybody who's so close to him, that if that person were to be nifter, he would have to sit shiva to show respect that my relative is in such a situation. What the halacha tells us to do is during that time, till Shabbos, do act in a more reserved manner. Don't go to a wedding until the first Shabbos after the Ptira. So now that says the Gemara, that's what we learned in the Braisa. Noig imoy means imoy bebayis. When they're together, when they're not there, they don't have to keep avelus. We learned at the beginning of the Amid a question: what is stricter, avelus or nida? On one hand, we said avelus people don't take so strictly. And that's why, even though the chassan already did bia, he can't be alone with his kala. By nida, we learned, if he did already bia, he can be alone with the kala. On the other hand, we learned that a nida is much more restricted on what she may do on behalf of a chassan, behalf of her husband, than by avelus. So we didn't know which is stricter, avelus or nida. So the Gemara tried to make, the Gemara's teretz was to make a distinction between when he's in avelus, where we're stricter with hilchas avelus, versus when she's in avelus. The Gemara now offers a different teretz. Rav Ashi Amar Mikom Adamas Avelus or the Hochel Avelus or the Alma. There's a difference between the avelus that we've been discussing in our shir and in all other situations of avelus. Avelus or the Alma, chomer. Normally, in avelus, people are very strict and loy also lazulebe. Avelus the Hocha, but the avela that we're speaking about in our shir today, kivan de kilabar rabbanan, as we started explaining, and we'll speak about in a moment more, we see Chazal were lenient in that avelus. Since Chazal were lenient in that avelus, we are concerned that osul azulibay, they may come to completely disregard the avelus, and because we're concerned that they may come to completely disregard the avelus, that's why Chazal had to be stricter. Ask the Gemara, my kula, what does that mean? Ilam diktani, if we're going to say, as we said at the beginning of the shir, that the leniency is that boil mitzvah, pirish, that he could do a bilas mitzvah. Hasa mishum, there it's not because of a leniency in avelus that the chasa will extrapolate that we could be lenient in avelus. Because as we said very extensively at the beginning of our shir, lachala love avelus, the avelus didn't even begin because there was no kuria. Ilar Abelazar, because according to Abelazar, the avelus only begins at Shiyetz Mepesach Bayis, until they take the mace out of the home, and Rabbi Shua, until at Shiyosim Agarlul, until the base is actually buried. So that's why we were lenient. It's not because it's a leniency in avelus. Says the Gemara, you know what the leniency in the avelus is? The Ketani, because we learned that first comes the Shiva Shimei Mishnah, the first he does the Sheva Brachas, Vakach Noig Shiva Shimei Avelus, and therefore, since we see that Chazal sort of pushed away the Shiva Shimei Avelus, and they said that the Shiva Shimei Mishnah comes first, because Chazal pushed that, because of that halacha, they were concerned that maybe people are going to not treat the halachas properly, they're not going to treat these Avelus properly. That's why they said, Hu Yashim Ben Anoshim, Vehi Yashena Ben Anoshim.